everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm your other host, Mandy.
And we are here to talk to you about all things Disney.
As always.
Yes. So, for today's episode, we are going to be ranking the Epcot activities. So, a while back, we found a list where someone else ranked everything in Epcot, and they put a lot of the activities higher than majority of the rides.
Mm-hmm. Which was crazy to me, but
yeah, it was really weird. So all the way back in that episode, we had said, well, maybe eventually we'll rank the activities.
Right.
And now we're getting around to doing that. So if you haven't listened to that original reason we're doing this, you can go back and listen to that episode. But yeah, so we are just going to start ranking. It's one of our traditional episodes, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, and I think this one's kind of important, too, because you just never know, like, if you have someone that, like, maybe broke a bone or has a health condition where they can't necessarily ride the rides.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have something else to do that you can do.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of these things, like, you don't know they exist unless
you're told about them.
You're told.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's get to it.
All right. So, there are 17 on the list?
Yeah, that is correct. We did combine some things, so technically there's more to do, but there's a whole bunch of, like, things that are, like, in one category, I guess you could say, and we just kind of combined those things into one. So, there's more, but for our list, there's 17.
Yes. Okay, so I believe our 17s are probably the same.
Yes.
Just because we can't do them. So my number 17 are the KidCot Fun Stops. I assume that's yours as well.
That is mine, yes.
Okay, so these are in every single country. Kids can go around, there's little tables, and they will get like a little Ziploc baggie that looks like a suitcase, and they'll get a little postcard that they can color on the back, and they get a stamp for each country that they color, like their little postcard for. And by the end of it, they learn something about all the countries they can color. And it's adorable. It's just not for us.
Right. And if you have a little one, this might be higher on your list. Exactly. But on ours, we can't really do this, like Alyssa said, so it's kind of low.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add, or is that
it? Nope, that's all I got.
All right. Okay, so what is your number 16?
Okay, it is the various galleries. And we're talking, like, art galleries.
That's my 16 as well.
From, like, the different countries. So there are, like I said, several of them. There's one in America, Japan, Morocco, China, Mexico, and Norway.
Yeah.
All of them, I think we've ranked these before at some point, too.
We probably have. If not, maybe we will eventually.
Right. But anyway, they're all beautiful to look at. It's just not my favorite thing to do in Walt Disney World.
No, I totally agree. It's fine. It's just not, like, I don't know, you go through the gift shops, you see them. But I don't, like, run to go do them.
No, like, if I want to go to a museum, like, I'm going to do that not at Walt Disney World, I guess.
Yeah, like, I'd rather go to the actual, like, country.
Right.
And learn about them. I don't know. But they're fine. If you need something to do to get out of the heat, if you're going in the summer, they're probably nice to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 15. What is your number 15?
I have Impressions de France.
I do too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, so it is a movie that basically teaches you all about France. Basically, it's open from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and then 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. And it's an 18-minute film showcasing the grandeur, charm, and romance of one of Europe's most enchanting countries, per the Disney app.
Yes. So the reason I have it at 15 is because I don't think I've actually ever done this show, so I'm not really judging it on anything, so that's why it's lower. If I saw it, I might like it more. But again, the shows are kind of low for me just because I don't want to sit there for 18 minutes.
And once you've seen it once, you've seen it a thousand times.
Exactly.
So it's not something you need to see over and over again. It's nice to see once, for sure. But again, nothing you need to repeat.
Exactly. Okay, number 14, what do you have?
I have Reflections of China.
Okay, so do I. All right, I see a trend here. So Reflections of China is a 12-minute show, but this time it is in the Circle Vision 360, so it's all around you.
Which is why I kind of put it a little higher.
Yeah, because it, like, at least gives you something a little bit different. You're not in, like, an auditorium.
Yeah, and the only thing I don't like, though, like, the seating isn't really a thing.
No, you stand or, like, you sit on the floor.
Yes.
Which is, like, fine, but...
But also not fine when your feet are tired.
Exactly.
But it is really neat because it gives you, like Alyssa said, a 360-degree view. So, like, you could be looking at one side and something completely different is happening on the other. So you have to, like, spin to, like, see everything that's going on. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I was going to say our last trip was the first time I've ever done it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was nice to see. But again, would I do it again?
No.
All right. Number 13. What do you got?
Okay, I've got Canada Far and Wide.
Okay, I do not, so it's different, finally.
Okay, so their hours are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and it is a 12-minute, and again, show, and it's, again, the 360-degree panoramic view. Again, you're standing or sitting on the floor. Yeah. But it is a very pretty show. You get to see all the different parts of Canada, and Canada's, like, one of those countries that just has, like, every, like, climate zone you could, like, think of. So yeah. There's a lot to see, but again, once you've seen it, you've seen it.
Yeah. All right, my number 13 is Awesome Planet. So Awesome Planet is a 10-minute film featuring imagery from across the globe, and it's very informative. It's a good show. You get actual auditorium seats, which is a lot nicer than standing or sitting on the ground.
For sure.
But I don't know. I don't, like, I find it interesting, but shows like that are just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm here for the planet. Like, let's keep it safe. But I don't know. I don't want to, like, listen to, like, conservation messages on my vacation.
I hear you.
Do you know what I mean? I know that's not great, but it just doesn't excite me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a couple of the other shows are just a little bit more...
entertaining.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. It's actually my number 12, so the next one. It's good. I would want to see it over, like, the shows in the countries.
Yeah.
But there's much more I'd rather do.
Yeah. My number 12 is the Pixar Short Films Fest.
Oh, I have that way higher.
Okay. See, again, like, I like it because... you're in an auditorium, you're sitting, it's nice, it's air-conditioned, it's cool. But for me, personally, I would just rather be riding rides. And all of the shows, to me, just are kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's all I got for it, really.
Okay. My number 11, because I already told you 12 is Awesome Planet, mm-hmm. is Journey into Water with Moana.
Okay.
We did this last time. It's brand new. I enjoyed walking through there. Like, it was kind of cool to interact with some of the water features that they had. There was one part where you could, like, walk underneath the water and, like, the water kind of, like, shaped around you so you didn't get wet. There was parts where, like, you could jump on things and make the water jump up too, even though, like, most of them were broken.
Yeah.
That was, like, there's a big, beautiful, like, green topiary of Moana. I don't think it's a real topiary. I think it's, like, a false one. Like,
probably.
Because it's there all the time, and I don't think they would be able to do that if it were real. I could be wrong, though.
I don't know, but maybe. I don't know.
But it's big and beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
And like I said, I mean, water's always pretty to, like, watch and listen to, but that's pretty much all it is. It's just you're walking through and, like, looking at water.
Yeah.
So.
All right, my number 11 is Canada Far and Wide. So the reason I have this one a little bit higher... it's for one reason and one reason alone, and that is because it is hosted by Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, and I absolutely love Schitt's Creek, and I lost my mind when I found out that they were going to be, like, the narrators of the show. I don't care about anything else. I don't care that I have to stand or sit on the floor. If I get to see them, it's a good day.
It's a good day for
you. So that is the only reason it's higher.
Okay, my number 10 is The Beauty and the Beast Sing Along.
That's my number 10 as well.
Okay, it is open from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. It's a 15-minute film featuring songs from Beauty and the Beast.
Stop.
I like this better than, like, some of the other shows simply because,
it's
like...
it's interactive.
Yeah, I like music. I like listening to music. Again, it's in a theater. You get to, like, sit down.
Beauty and the Beast has a very good soundtrack.
Exactly. It's fun. Again, not exactly what I want to do. Like, if I want to sing along to Beauty and the Beast, I'll put it on in the car and sing on my way to work.
Fair. But if I'm choosing to do something that's, like, indoor, if it's hot, I'd rather do that than, like, sitting on the floor in a different show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, number nine. What is your number nine?
My number nine is sea turtles.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, it's exactly what it says.
It's sea turtles.
You get to see sea turtles, which, I mean, they're absolutely adorable to watch. I love turtles. But that's pretty much what you do. You look at turtles.
No,
it's pretty self-explanatory.
All right, my number nine. So the exact quote that I have in my phone is the thing after test track. Because I searched high and low to find a name, like an official name. Mm-hmm. But it is the interactive experience that you get when you leave Test Track the ride. So it is looking at the cars that they have on showcase that you could buy. It is racing your car, like, on a little racetrack. It's all the extra things you get to do after Test Track. And I like that you get to use your car that you built in that experience as well. I just don't feel like we spend enough time there.
We don't.
So it's lower for, like, the interactive things because I don't know everything that it has to offer.
Well, and honestly, it doesn't have very much.
A ton. No.
Like, the other interactive things after rides have a lot more, which is why out of the, like, interactive things after rides, it's one of my lowest.
Yeah. So that is my number nine. What is your number eight?
Okay, my number eight is Seabase.
Okay.
And basically Seabase is just a fancy way to say an aquarium.
Yeah.
You get to look at all these brightly colored fish. It's really pretty, but that's exactly what it is. You're looking at fish.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Okay, my number eight is Project Tomorrow. Okay, so Project Tomorrow is basically the, like, interactive section after, what is it? Not Mission Space. What is the ball called?
Spaceship Earth.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, my brain was like that one. So it's the interactive that you get after that. Again, it's a lot of fun. It's cool. We don't spend enough time in these places though.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. But I like them. But it has a little bit more than the Test Track one. So that's why it's a little bit higher.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, so my number seven is Bruce's Shark World.
So is mine.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and basically you can test your undersea expertise with quizzes from Mr. Ray.
Which I love. I like trivia.
Yeah, it's a little bit more interactive. There's a big Bruce, like, what would you call that?
Like, photo spot, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't think it was intended for that originally, but...
But it is.
But it is.
You basically, like, can go and, like, have your head in Bruce's mouth and take pictures.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a cute little spot.
And it's inside of, like, the aquarium, so it's kind of like a two-for-one. If you're already there, you might as well go take a trivia quiz.
Right.
And go test your knowledge. But I like trivia, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay, my number six is what Alyssa had in there is the thing after Test Track.
I didn't know the name.
Literally, I looked it up too, or tried to look it up. I can't find the name of it.
So the thing after Test Track.
Basically, you get to look at cars that they sell.
Yeah.
Which they're really expensive.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
I can't afford to drive one.
You get to. I think they have, like, one of the things in there, too, where you can, like, test out different, like, types of cars like you do in the beginning of Test Track.
Yeah.
You get to see where your car places. You get to drive. There's, like, a little driving game you can play. But, yeah, it's cute. Not a whole lot to do, but it is interactive. A little bit more to do than some of the other things that we've already mentioned. So, that's why it's a little higher on my list, but not, like, top five.
Yeah. My number six is Journey into Water with Moana. Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like this attraction experience would be wonderful if the park was empty.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed seeing it when we went last time. I thought it was beautiful. But I feel like if you really get time to, like, play with the features in the water, it's a lot of fun. The problem is if you get a lot of people around you, you're not getting time to really do anything.
No.
But I feel like it's higher because I think it has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be cool if, like, you could meet Moana over there. Like, I feel like they could build a lot onto that little water attraction walkthrough thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like it. It's just...
crowded.
It's crowded. And if you get it when it's crowded, it's like, meh.
Plus, it's brand new and it's already broke.
That too.
Like, that's a problem.
But I feel like it has a lot of potential, and that's why I put it higher. Because, like, the shows are the shows. You can't really do much with them.
Right.
But I feel like they could really build off of this. Honestly, they should have made it a water ride.
Yes, they should have.
But, whatever.
I don't think they had enough space. I think that was the problem.
Probably. All right, top five.
Top five. Okay, my number five is Project Tomorrow, Inventing the Wonders of the Future.
Okay.
The reason I put that higher, I don't know, there's something about after you get off of Spaceship Earth and, like, you can, like, see your picture from the ride.
Unless you're not there, because sometimes you just, like, they don't
get the picture. Yeah, sometimes it's just, like, an empty, like, body with no head. But, like, it's kind of cool to see, like, where all the people are from, because it puts, like, your picture on the map, like, where you belong. Like, we're from Pittsburgh, so it puts us in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool that way. And then there's all these different games you can play that I'm absolutely terrible at, but I love to try to play anyway.
That's fair.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Okay, my number five is Mission Space Advanced Training.
That's my number four.
Okay, so I think out of all of, like, the after-ride things... this is probably one of the best.
Agreed.
They have a lot to do. There's a lot of games that you can play. The one that I'm really not great at is, like, the little rover.
Yeah.
Where you're trying to drive them around. I'm not good at it. But it's fun. They have, like, a photo booth kind of section where you can, like, send messages. Like, you're, like, in space. It's just... it's fun.
You, like, make a little postcard.
Yeah.
It's cool. And I think there's, like, a little tube thing for kids to climb into.
There might be. Yeah. It's just, it's very interactive. There's a lot to do. And honestly, that's really nice.
Yeah, I agree. There is one, like, attraction that has, I think, a after attraction thing that's even a little bit better.
I agree.
And it's because of, like, one thing, honestly, for me.
I wonder if it's the same. Probably.
But I love it. So my number three is Imagine Works, the What If Labs. And
okay.
That's after the ride with Figment, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I love this so much is because I love playing the music with your hands.
Yeah, me too.
It's so much fun. They have, like, a whole bunch of things you can do, like, with your senses. And that's by far my favorite. Because you literally just, like, wave your hands. And based on, like, how you move it, it will,
like make different sounds.
Exactly. And then there's, like... different instruments that you can try too. So that's, like, my favorite part of it. But there's more you can do too.
Yeah, there's, like, a whole section where you can, like, make your own Figment. There's, like, a section where you can, like, play on the floor. It's, like, different sounds. Like, there's a million things to
do there. Yeah, I love that one.
That was your number three, right?
Yes.
Okay, what is your number two?
What was your number three? Oh, that was that?
My number three was that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my number two is Turtle Talk with Crush.
Okay, that was my number four.
I think Turtle Talk with Crush is great because it's very interactive. Like, you get to, like, ask questions to Crush and he'll answer you and he makes fun of people in the audience and just very interactive, a little bit different every time, funny.
And I feel like it's good for all ages, too.
Agreed. So, it's... I really like it.
Yeah. Okay, my number two and my number one are very similar. My number two are the sea turtles. I absolutely love the sea turtles. Honestly, if I could own a zoo, I would. I love learning about animals. I like that you can ask the cast members questions because they're basically like their little zookeepers. I just think it's really interesting. I like to learn. And honestly, I just really, really want to own a bunch of animals. So any excuse I have to, like, look at them sounds good to me.
Okay, so my number one was actually a lot lower on your list. And I kind of get why. It is a film. Well, it's not one film. It's several films.
Yeah.
But I feel like because they are shorts and they're some of the best, either by Pixar or by Disney, I feel like I'm watching a Disney movie, which I enjoy.
That's fair.
It's a little bit different for me, and I really do enjoy this. It is the Pixar Short Films Festival.
Mm-hmm.
There is this one with this little bird. Pippin, I think, is his name.
That sounds right.
I think that's the name of the movie, too, or the short.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's this little seabird who has to learn how to, like, hunt, and he's a little bit afraid of the water. And, like, just the detail
in the short. I mean, they're beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Like, the waves, like, they look real. Mm-hmm. And the bird, like, when it gets wet, you can see the, like, how the feathers, like, react to the water. Like, it's just gorgeous. And then one of the, like, last shorts that they show you, it's a Mickey Mouse one. And it's really cool because, like, it's almost like the screen rips. Mm-hmm. And it goes between, like, old black and white style and, like, very new and modern style animation.
It's cool.
It's very, very cool. I really enjoy it. I want to see it every single time we're there. I know not everybody does. It's just something that I love. So that's why it's my number one.
I get it. All right. And my number one is one that you've already talked about. And that is the aquarium, the sea base. Again, I love animals. I love going to the zoo. I love going to the aquarium. Life goal is to visit, like, every zoo / aquarium in, like, the country. Like, I just want to see them all. I think it's so fascinating. It's not for everybody. A lot of people probably get bored by it. I get it. You're looking at fish. How exciting can that be? But there is something about just, like, seeing them in their natural, like, spaces and just, like, swimming along. And I don't know. I like seeing, like, the manatees and the stingrays, and I just find it really interesting. So that is my number one.
Well, these are things we love to do at Epcot. Mm-hmm. You know what else we love, Alyssa?
What is that?
Our listeners, of course.
We do love them.
And we want to thank them. Now, this is for listening to the episode, Disney 2023, Part 1. Thank you to our listeners in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Nashville, Tennessee, Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada. Shout out to Monroeville, Pennsylvania, Homestead, Pennsylvania, Nickerson, Nebraska, Bismarck, North Dakota. Thank you to San Jose, California, Charlotte, North Carolina, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Bloomington, Indiana, Litz, Pennsylvania, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, and last but certainly not least, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, what's your favorite activity to do at Epcot? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust Podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys,
we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust.
Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.